When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Junkies are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Don't forget, in just about 40 minutes, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post will join us. So you want to keep listening for that. Time now to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Well, then grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You score 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, boys. What a great feeling it is. Knock out that 3-game losing streak, Cakes. Put a 42 burger on the Titans, 42-19, heading into the bye
week with victory, just tucked under your belt.
I watched some of the Terry and Jaden pressers yesterday, and you know, both of them, certainly Jaden talked about how it just would have been brutal to lose four straight and go into the bye.
Yep.
Right? You just couldn't do it. And he did say one thing that I thought was interesting was that you know, we all heard about, like, Bobby Wagner sort of addressing the team and the veterans, like the Zach Ertzes of the world, kind of leading the guys through and say, hey, adversity is part of it. This is what you got to do. And one phrase he used was, Jaden said, that guys were like, what are you going to sacrifice to get to where we need to be?
Right.
You know, let's all, like, obviously we're going to put the work in, but we need to put extra work. What are you going to sacrifice? I'm going to use that with my kids. I'm going to use that with my youngest still coming up, Cakes.
Yeah.
What are you going to sacrifice? I like that kind of stuff.
Well, she sacrificed TikTok.
Yeah, what are you going to sacrifice to get where you want to be? Anyway, I thought the guys had a great response to it. Valdez sent me an interesting clip of one of the Titans. Is it Jarvis Brownlee? I don't know if that's the correct name. And here's him talking about one reason why he thinks the Titans struggled against the Commanders.
I don't think guys was locked in more. I think guys let the cold get to them. Because, I mean, I'm a Florida guy. I don't like the cold, but I know what comes with playing in this profession. And sometimes, you know, you're going to have to play through things that you don't like. And I think guys let the cold affect them. You know, a lot of guys ain't going to say it, but that's what I think.
Wow, I don't know if that's going to go over too well with the boys.
Probably not.
It wasn't even that cold.
It was 40 degrees.
Yeah, it's not like it was Lambo.
I mean,
Lambo.
40 degrees isn't great. It's not like you're laying on a beach somewhere, but
Cakes,
it's not
if the sun is behind the clouds, it feels like it's 20. I can tell you that.
I know. Jace is going to dispute that.
I can tell you that from same experience. Temperature. Right.
I heard the same thing about the Dolphins against the Packers.
Yeah.
There was, I think it was a columnist saying, what does it say to your players when the head coach is seen on the sideline shivering?
Yeah.
that Mike McDaniels was like shivering, looked like he didn't want to be
like
there.
He was miserable too. Yeah. Didn't want to be there.
Well, yeah. I mean, there is something to be said for a team that is used to the warm weather.
Well, 100%.
Because that's what they're practicing in every
100%.
Day. And the majority of their games are in warm weather.
Of course.
Right. I mean, are those Florida boys?
Yeah.
Well, Hawaii guys, too.
I mean, no doubt.
There's a reason that when Tua plays in sub-45 degree weather.
He's like 1-5 or something.
I think he's 0-7.
Oh, 0-7, yeah.
And he just doesn't win games in those conditions.
Yeah. My son and I were talking about it when Maris played Air Force. Those guys did like one mini run and wiped out.
Yeah.
How did he play the Broncos?
I don't know.
I think there's a theory. We've talked about this before, certainly with time zone stuff. There's one theory that you go there several days in advance to acclimate.
Yeah.
The other thing is you just swoop in, get out.
I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you acclimate. I can tell you, I remember it from also in the Air Force. I wasn't running, but also in Colorado for a lacrosse tournament for, a club thing.
Yeah.
The altitude in Denver is incredible, the impact it has on you.
Yeah,
you feel it as a human just walking
around.
I was shocked the Browns are actually this progressive, but there was a little, aside in the game last night where I guess at their training complex they have a room that mimics the altitude in Denver. So when they go and play in Denver, like guys can go into that room during the week, do some of their workouts in there, do some of their cardio in there to replicate what it's going to do to their bodies when they play in Denver. And Jerry Jeudy, I guess, was telling guys, like, you better, because he played in Denver, obviously, before Cleveland. He said, you guys better get in that room.
Yeah.
You better get in that room before we make this trip.
I think the cold is a similar kind of impact. Not maybe as stark, but, I mean, that's like a constant reminder. Yeah. Like, you're miserable.
But we've talked about the Bills-Niners game a little bit. Nobody on that, San Francisco's had a really bad year.
Yeah.
All right, injuries, guys, daughters and sons are dying. I mean, it's been incredible.
Like the Trent Williams stuff, it's awful.
Yeah, Tre'Davious Ward, his 1-year-old daughter died. But nobody on that San Francisco roster wanted to be on that field.
They played like it.
And Josh Allen, he might be the best snow quarterback of all time.
He played in Wyoming. So
he just knows.
Of course, he's used to those conditions.
But the Bills are used to that effect because they're used to that weather. San Francisco, it's 65 degrees out there.
I don't want to give them that excuse. Let's just be clear. I think we would have smoked them on a 75 and sunny day, too.
I agree with
okay?
that.
Okay. Just to be clear, I'm not giving them an excuse. I just thought it was interesting that he said that. Now, one thing that we didn't talk about yet, I'm kind of all over the place because I got a lot of things I want to bring up, was Manny Forbes being released. I almost felt like they kind of snuck it in over Thanksgiving holiday.
Saturday.
Yeah. And it was kind of interesting because you think about it, you go, okay, Lattimore's coming back probably, but Lattimore didn't even come back.
Right.
They're just like, we're just going to move on.
Yeah.
I will say, in fairness to the organization or whatever, I mean, I think people saw, obviously, the writing was on the wall. It wasn't going to work. By the way, if I was Fedarian Mathis, I'd be nervous because he was a healthy scratch.
Hopefully he's been renting, didn't buy.
Yeah, and so we kind of know how the healthy scratch routine works around here.
Sure.
But Quinn did, to his credit, and I think oftentimes it doesn't necessarily happen. It does when the Hard Knocks cameras are there, but when the Hard Knocks cameras aren't, do they kind of talk to every player that's released? He said he made a point of visiting with Forbes, brought him into the office, and he encouraged him, and he said, look, change of scenery oftentimes is very good for guys, and that there have been plenty of guys on this roster that thrive with their second teams, their third teams, and kind of encouraging him. And so I don't know how Manny took it, but good news for him, the Rams did pick him up, and so he will have opportunity, presumably at some point, to get back out there and try
to
prove himself.
And the Rams have to pay the freight on his salary. Now that's all.
They did it. They didn't wait the 24. They did it right away.
They claimed him.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Rams are now on the hook. I think he's like $5.5 or $6 million.
Well, it tells you that they probably plan on playing him.
Yeah, I was gonna say that it's funny that Sean McVay picks him up.
Right.
I mean, he knows talent.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I'm guessing Forbes will be a better player with the Rams than he was.
I'm guessing that too. And I said that about 10 days ago or so, and everyone looked at me like I was an alien. The Commanders weren't the only team. They may have drafted him, too high, but they weren't the only team that had him sort of in the conversation of first or second round.
He had 14 interceptions in college.
Right.
No, he would have been drafted. So, he might have not been a draft of the first round, but he would have been a second round.
When first round busts happen, other teams are going to give you, they're going to kick the tires on you and see if they can fix you.
If you want to see
six
something
pick
funny,
sixes, yeah. Like his resume
again,
alone.
That's college. That's way different than the pro.
Right.
If you
want
to see something funny, go back and watch Ron Rivera when they're shooting him in his car, talking about
with Mayhew. Well,
Forbes falls to us. He's a turnover machine, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, anything he says about personnel and picking players, it's garbage.
Right.
He's
bad track
he's
record for sure.
At it. He's.
Now, speaking
but
of
what McVay
guys,
said about Forbes is there's good tape that he's put out there when we've gone against them, particularly later in the year last year.
Mm-hmm.
So he likes what he saw, likes him out of college.
Yep.
Speaking of guys making the most of their opportunities, I was really glad that, you know, announcers, especially when you get like the D team. What team did we have? I was barely paying attention. What team did we have doing the
was
game?
It Andrew Catalan and
it was a three-teamer. McCourty
and Barber.
McCourty, okay, that's right.
What you were talking about.
Which is Jason McCourty or is it Devin McCourty?
I think it was
Devin.
I think it was Jason.
Yeah, no, I think Jason was.
It was the one who played for the Titans.
Yeah, I think it's Devin, and then Jason does the NBC stuff.
Okay.
Right. I mean, God bless him, make a living, whatever, but it's definitely not the A team.
No.
When you're watching it.
I mean, I thought
and
they were okay.
But they say things that make me crazy.
Like what?
Okay. Now, I was glad they said nice things about, they were on the Rodriguez thing about how he was released, you know, the week before and roster maneuvers. And there he goes. That might have been his best game as a pro. I'm not sure. But he did great. But they said it early on in the game. You probably didn't catch it. But listen, you know me. I'm the president, the executive, the CEO of the Jaden Daniels fan club.
Yes,
okay?
You've mentioned that a few times.
All right. I will acknowledge that he takes awkward hits at times. In fact, that was the whole talk we said leading up to the season, is that one analyst called him Johnny Knoxville for all the hits he took. The announcer, one of those dummies, kept saying, one thing about Jaden Daniels, man, he knows how. He never gets hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to avoid the big hits.
I heard him say that.
And then I sit there and I go,
you haven't watched this team.
You're just spewing cliches.
He must have watched one game a couple
and
weeks
maybe
ago
where he got down.
Right.
I know. I hate the Nationals.
Did he miss the Panthers game where he got knocked out of the game?
Yeah.
Literally, they called him Johnny Knoxville.
But I will say this. Jaden's getting better at that.
Yes.
He is getting better.
Yeah.
And now I kind of see
the awkward
throwing his body down, not sliding, because you saw what happened to Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Because, listen, and I'll be the only guy to defend the guy. Like, you can't defend the head-to-head hit. That's awful. And I saw he apologized for it. He didn't mean to do it. I believe him. He didn't mean to do it.
He basically said, look, he started to slide while I was already in the air.
I watched it slow motion many times.
Although he launched himself.
He did launch himself.
Yeah, but he doesn't know he's going to slide.
But it literally is a bang.
He used his forearm. It wasn't like head-to-head.
Listen, I'm not saying it was the cleanest hit ever, but I'm just saying it was bang, bang.
But what the injury occurred when Trevor's head hit the ground, when the player hit Trevor.
Oh, is that true? I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when it really
But the reason his head hit the ground is because he impacted him with his forearm.
Listen, but look, he deserves the suspension. Yeah. He deserves all of that.
Okay, it's football.
I don't think it was evil intent. And I do think it was bang, bang. Like, he was going down, and you could see he was going down, but he kind of launched himself at the same time. Now, you're not supposed to launch yourself. Fair.
But in the heat of the moment, you're trying to make a play.
Heat of the moment,
they're not thinking about that.
Yeah. I kind of give him a little bit of a pass.
McCourty said that, I told myself, you know what? This guy
doesn't know what he's saying.
He doesn't watch the games.
No, he doesn't know the team.
He might have
like
watched a couple of highlights.
Yeah. I'm sure you get that when you watch the Ravens.
No, they're doing like a flyby on your team.
And
they're not in-depth. They're not kind of living and breathing the team week to week. They have no idea what's going on, the ins and outs.
But, you know, they got to follow all the teams. So.
No, they're getting the Cliff Notes version of your team that season.
They're getting the bullet points before they do the broadcast.
Yes. And it's easier if you just talk in cliches instead of being wrong if you're trying to be exact about something.
Right. I don't know. It's just those kinds of things, they just infuriate me. They should actually ask me before they say anything.
You should be a consultant.
Yeah, you should run all your talking points.
Fox and CBS should have a meeting with you.
Run all your talking points by me, and I'll tell you if it's valid or not.
And just charge them $1,000 an hour. I think that's reasonable to be factually correct on the broadcast.
Speaking of which, last night, did you hear Joe Buck talking about Dan Quinn?
No, I want to hear
that. You have this audio, so this is good.
And I would say that most had this Denver team penciled in for what, 5 or 6 wins? They got a rookie quarterback. When you talk about Sean Payton in that coach of the year race, if there is one, he's the only guy that's doing it with a rookie quarterback.
I agree, yeah. And I think maybe a lot of people don't recognize how difficult that is. And like we talked about coming in, not only with a rookie quarterback, but a lot of young players, out of necessity, when you release Russell Wilson and all that dead money coming into play this year and next year.
Yeah, and I'm not slighting Dan Quinn, by the way, who's done a great job in Washington. And he's doing it with Jaden Daniels, but you hear it about Tomlin, and Dan Campbell has been amazing. And O'Connell in Minnesota guy, Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers. But the one guy doing it with a rookie quarterback is Sean Payton. First down.
It's a lot.
He said
in
it
that,
again.
He just said it.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird that he doubled down.
Because they just talk.
What is Joe Buck thinking?
Who knows? He's just talking.
He just mentioned Dan Quinn that he's doing it with a rookie quarterback.
But he dismissed it. But, I think he's dismissing it maybe because Jaden has a higher pedigree.
Okay, but Troy Aikman agreed with him.
Well, because again, they're dumb.
They have blinders on for that game. Yeah, blinders
maybe
on for
that game.
I can tell you exactly what happened. He's doing his whole soliloquy. All right, then a producer probably tells him in his ear,
100%.
Hey, you forgot about Dan Quinn.
Because there was a gap there.
Forgot about Dan Quinn.
There was a gap in the audio when he's getting that nugget from the producer.
And then he dropped the ball. He had a brain fart.
And then he doubles down on his brain fart.
Yeah.
Well, I do think he was trying to say that Dan Quinn's not involved in the Coach of the Year race. I think that's kind of what he's saying in his opinion or around the league.
I think he should be.
I think he should get consideration.
I think he's just talking out of his ass.
You think
he's killing time. And he had somewhat of a point, but it wasn't. Believe me, I do it all the time. You kind of have a point, but you forget something. You know, I think he was just winging it. And he was trying to make that one point, but he did forget, whoa, this one actually.
Right, that's why when whoever told him in his ear, maybe he just thought about it himself, but he should have corrected himself and said, well, you know what? Dan Quinn is doing it with a rookie quarterback, but I think Sean Payton's doing a better job. Maybe he could have said that.
Sure.
But he said it twice, and Aikman agreed with him. What a dumb duo.
Now, do you also have – the announcers, national announcers, I'll say this, all of them make me crazy.
Those guys are making $20 million a year, by the way.
Troy Aikman, by the way, is the biggest hand talker in the country.
Well, he's got big, giant hands.
Huge. But that's all he does is this.
Right.
Can you, Valdez, now play me the part where Dan Quinn talks about the kicking situation? Because I actually didn't hear this, but I think Cakes will find this interesting.
Okay.
Obviously, Dan, the kicking game has been a bit of a journey this year, and same this is to yesterday. What were you guys at kind of with that position going into this bye week?
Yeah, going into it, I think, because we've had a couple of games with him. So I think now we're probably somewhere in the neighborhood of, don't quote me on it, Ben, but probably 3 or 5 for field goals and maybe – you know, close to 10 for 10 on the extra points. So I do have a lot of confidence in Zane. We put him through all the different processes. You were out here for practice early in the week, into the wind and going. So I like where, you know, he is at physically. I like, you know, the things he's able to do. So you're right that it has been a challenge due to kicking scenarios, injuries, et cetera. But we do have a lot of confidence in Zane.
That's the biggest coach speak ever. That doesn't move me one bit that they have a ton of confidence in him. That's just him up there filling the dead space.
Just remember this, Cakes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
He sees him every day. He knows what he's capable of. He sees him every day kick balls. If he thought this guy sucked, he'd be the first plane out of there.
Yeah, but he's not going to go up and say that.
He's not going to say it. His actions would do that. So if he cuts his ass this week, you know, you get to gloat.
Might be right. Maybe they make a change.
Maybe he will. They get a better deal. But I'm not sure that he's going to.
But if they don't make a change, it's because, and we talked about it.
Yeah.
It's not easy to go out and find great kickers that are living in their, you know, they're in their basement.
Right.
Just watching games.
I don't think it's that hard to find those guys, but apparently I'm on an island. Apparently,
I think in this one,
I'm a crazy person.
In this one, this is probably the only one ever, Cakes.
You're on an island.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 7:40, we'll be joined by Neil Greenberg. Next, we're going to talk about a new proposed rule that might drive all of the seam heads crazy in Major League Baseball. We'll touch on that next. Here on The Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.